Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high right around 90 degrees. I'm Jer Pounton reporting the news. Mayor Gary Moore and Wayne White Electric President CEO Chris Hopfinger have accepted a challenge regarding the Make a Difference fundraiser. Wayne White Electric will challenge the City of Fairfield to see who raises the most money for the Make a Difference Day splash pad between August 1st and October 14th. If the city raises the most money, they get to throw a pie in Chris's face. If Wayne White Electric raises the most money, they get to throw a pie in Mayor Moore's face. We will either let Gary throw the pie in Chris's face, or let Chris throw the pie in Gary's face, or we will draw a name out of a hat of employees to decide who gets to throw the pie. Please call Donna Reaver at 618-842-2649, extension 402, to leave a message. Let us know if you are planning a fundraiser so we can keep track for the project. We would also like to help you advertise. Again, call Donna Reaver at 618-842-2649, extension 402. More news right after this.
Your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, Mitchell Insurance in Albion, Carmi, and now downtown Fairfield, specialize in families. They understand that families come first, from auto accidents to home disasters to that very memorable first day of college. You'll have the peace of mind with insurance from your Pekin Insurance Agency, putting you and your family first with insurance coverage for your home, auto, life, health, or business, and at competitive rates that will fit your individual needs. Call your Pekin Insurance Agency, Mitchell Insurance, today for all of your insurance needs, going beyond the expected.
And now, taking a look at the rest of the news. The Colt World Series Youth Baseball Tournament kicked off at Rent One Park in Marion on Friday night. The opening ceremony included a much-anticipated announcement about bringing a baseball team back to Marion in 2023. According to Dave Coast, general manager at Rent One Park, next summer Marion will be home to a brand-new baseball team in a collegiate wooden bat baseball league. This is top-flight baseball. Players come from colleges across the country to play. The players use wooden bats because Major League Baseball scouts want to see how the college stars do with the same bats the pros use. The Rent One Park staff is asking for the community's help naming the new team. Fans can submit their new name ideas online at nameournewteam.com. While on the site, fans can also sign up for notifications on team news, tickets, and exclusive merchandise availability. The Colt World Series continues at Rent One Park through Tuesday. Team name suggestions will be accepted until a new team name is announced in the early fall. Centralia police have arrested a 47-year-old Centralia man for possession of methamphetamine. Michael LaFleur of Jones Street in Centralia was taken to the Marion County Jail. Centralia police arrested 49-year-old Ricky Lee of East 3rd in Centralia on an outstanding felony warrant on pending charges of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Bond is set at $20,000. Salem police arrested 26-year-old Dylan Charlton on an outstanding warrant on a petition to revoke his probation on a DUI conviction. He posted $250 bond and was released. 25-year-old Tierra Brumley of Mount Vernon was arrested last week by Mount Vernon police for aggravated fleeing 21-plus miles over the speed limit. 30-year-old Dylan McHugh of Edgewood was arrested last week by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office for aggravated battery, possession of a controlled substance, and theft. Late last week, a 43-year-old Salem man was arrested by Salem police for alleged aggravated battery to a peace officer, disorderly conduct for misuse of the 911 system, and resisting arrest. Salem police report receiving a 911 call to the Sean Dean home at Starlight Mobile Home Park early Thursday morning to report of a runaway juvenile. Police say the juvenile had not run away. While outside, Dean had called 911 again, asking the officers to come inside to talk to him. with earlier warnings about the misuse of 911, police attempted to arrest Dean. He allegedly pulled away and dropped to the ground, where he reportedly made verbal threats to the officers and bit one of them in the leg. Dean was eventually handcuffed and taken to the Marion County Jail. The officer that was bit did not require hospital treatment. The COVID numbers as of last week, according to the IDPH. In Illinois, there are 3,563,653 total cases and 34,357 deaths as a state. Taking a deeper look by our surrounding counties as of Friday afternoon, Wayne County has had 5,771 total cases and a total of 84 deaths. Edwards County has had 1,888 total cases and 28 deaths. Hamilton County has had 2,341 total cases and 31 deaths. Clay County has had 5,137 total cases and 70 deaths. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing $15 million in tourism grants. $10 million has already been awarded through a new state program to support exhibits, festivals, and attractions around the state, and now an additional $15 million is up for grabs. Governor Pritzker says it has been important to support an industry hit so hard by the pandemic.
From Joliet to Morton to right here in Wheaton, we've all witnessed the rejuvenation of our state's tourism industry. Musical, culinary, and theatrical festivals that had been postponed because of the health crisis came back bigger and better than ever.
Grants are funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, and applications for the second round are now being accepted via the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities website. Downstate communities are being prioritized this time around. Now taking a look at the river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash at Clay City sits at 14.47 feet. Its flood stage is at 18 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City sits at 10.53 feet. Its flood stage is 15 feet. Little Wabash near Golden Gate is at 25.68 feet. Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 6.92 feet. Its flood stage is 19 feet. Little Wabash at Carmi sits at 23.49 feet. And Bowen Pass Creek at Brown sits at 15.83 feet. Taking a look at some events coming up in our area. If you would like more information about these events or events that are coming up, please visit our website, WFIWradio.com. Starting today, Fairfield First Baptist Church will be holding Vacation Bible School for children aged 3 through 6th grade. Today through Thursday, August 4th, a light meal will be served at 5:30 with classes starting at 6. Family night will be on Friday with a program at 6 p.m. followed by a cookout and inflatables. Call 618-842-3764 or email fbcfairfield@gmail.com if you have any questions. Here are the events that are taking place tomorrow, August 2nd. Vacation Bible School will continue tomorrow and will go through August 4th, with family night being on Friday, August 5th. The Fairfield Public Pool will be holding a free swim on Tuesday, August 2nd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The event is free for all to attend and is being sponsored by the Christopher Rural Health. Mount Airy's Farmers Market will take place each Tuesday from June through September. The Farmers Market will be open Tuesdays from 8 a.m. until noon at the Mount Airy Brewerton Pavilion. They'll have honey, produce, crafts, fresh eggs, and more. Entry is free. For more information, contact Phyllis Yohe at 618-919-2575 or Leah Stouffer at 217-508-0242. The only event we have on the calendar for Thursday is the continuation of the Fairfield First Baptist Church Vacation Bible School. And finally, taking a look at Friday, it'll be the start of Johnsonville Days with these events scheduled. At 6:30 p.m., truck and tractor pool, admission is $5, Fuller's $25 hook fee. Contact Andrew Pennington at 618-516-2581 or Robbie Robertson at 618-919-0360. Also at 6:30, it'll be the start of bingo. Sandwiches and drinks will be available at the pavilion. Also taking place this Friday, the Fairfield Public Pool will be holding a free swim on Friday, August 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. The event is free for all to attend and is being sponsored by the Fairfield Elks Club. And finally, the Fairfield First Baptist Church Vacation Bible School Family Night will be held Friday, August 5th with a program at 6 p.m. followed by a cookout and inflatables. Call 618-842-3764 or email fbcfairfield@gmail.com if you have any questions. That's the news. A look at area deaths next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
It is currently 83 degrees in Fairfield. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 32,908, up 63 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,453, up 62 points. The current price of crude oil is at $91.62 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Neo's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Neo's Funeral Home, serving the family with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Herbert Gale Herbie Bell Jr., 64, of Carmine, died on Monday, July 25th. Funeral services will be held at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmine at 11 a.m. today, with burial immediately following at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmine. Larry Schock Sr., age 80, of Flora, died Thursday, November 4, 2021, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana, Illinois. At his request, his body was donated to scientific study and no services will be held. A celebration of his life will be announced at a later date. Thomas Estes Tom Golson, 79, of Harrisburg and formerly of Broughton, Illinois, died Wednesday, July 20th. There will be no formal services. Danny Lee Young, age 63, formerly of Flora, died Saturday, July 23rd in Cottage Grove, Oregon. Services for Danny Young will be held at a later date. Penny Lasser Lee died on Thursday, July 28th. Funeral services will be on Friday, August 5th at the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro. Public visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, with the funeral starting at noon. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. Elizabeth Hicks Shelton, resident of Mount Vernon and formerly of McLeansboro, died on Saturday, July 30th at Nature Trail Healthcare. A visitation from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday, August 2nd, will be held at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Harry Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Margie Ella Ward, 76, of Calvin, died Friday, July 29th. Her remains were cremated. A visitation will be held at Cook Funeral Home Chapel in Grayville from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 3rd. And just a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly on our website, as well as a full list of survivors at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKC local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies with a high right around 90 degrees. I'm Drew Pounton reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Kaufman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific pelleting, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and release a continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pelleting, we check hormones by drawing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW WOKC radio sportscast. Basketball legend Bill Russell is dead at the age of 88. Russell's family announced the passing of the former Celtic great on Sunday. Russell won 11 NBA championships, 5 league MVP awards, and also became the first black head coach in the NBA. Russell was considered by many as the greatest player in league history. Former President Barack Obama awarded Russell, a two-time Hall of Famer, the nation's highest civilian honor, the Medal of Freedom, in 2011. The NBA honored him with its Lifetime Achievement Award in 2017. The 49ers are extending their top wideout. San Francisco has agreed to a 3-year, $73.5 million extension with wide receiver Deebo Samuel. The deal included $58.1 million in guarantees. Samuel has been seeking a lucrative deal to remain in San Francisco and previously requested a trade from the Niners in April. The 26-year-old has played in 38 regular season games since he was selected with the 36th overall pick in the 2019 NFL Draft by the Niners out of South Carolina. Today's the day Juan Soto becomes a Cardinal. Well, hopefully. The MLB trade deadline is tomorrow, and teams all across baseball will look to buy and sell as they look to now and the future. Some teams have already gotten in on the action, including the Mariners, who acquired pitcher Luis Castillo from the Reds. In MLB action last night, it was the Cardinals who blanked the Nationals 5-0, Blue Jays 4, Tigers 1, Royals 8, Yankees 6, Guardians 5, Rays 3, White Sox 4, Athletics 1, Astros 3, Mariners 2, and 10 innings, Rangers 5, Angels 2, Braves 1, Diamondbacks 0. The Phillies put a beat down on the Pirates 8-2. Mets 9, Marlins 3. Dodgers 7, Rockies 3. Giants 4, Cubs 0. Red Sox 7, Brewers 2. Reds 3, Orioles 2. And the Padres over the Twins 3-2. In PGA action at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Tony Finau wins that one with a 26-under, and we have a three-way tie for third. Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Young, and Taylor Pendrith all finished third with a 21-under. In NASCAR Cup Series at Indianapolis, Tyler Reddick wins that one, Austin Cindric finishes second, and Harrison Burton finishes third. The Cardinals are off today as they travel back home to St. Louis, where they'll start a six-game homestand tomorrow. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Mariners at the Yankees, Tigers at the Twins, Red Sox at the Astros, Orioles at the Rangers, Royals at the White Sox, Reds at the Marlins, Mets at the Nationals, Rockies at the Padres, Dodgers at the Giants, and the Diamondbacks are at the Guardians. That is a Monday check of sports. I'm Drew Pounton, and here's your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 71. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 73, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 92.